Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, July 1st. Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm coming to you from Washington, which, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press, a weekly newspaper, not just a website, ladies and gentlemen, a weekly newspaper published here on Capitol Hill in Washington. You can check out the website of the newspaper, however, at AmericanFreePress.net, and I hope you will subscribe. There's so much going on in the world today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes I feel compelled to try to bring you major news stories, but you know, it's just there's so much happening in the world that calls for comment on. There was a major news story out the other day, though, and it amazes me. It amazes me that people don't understand the ramifications of it. The average American saw the article in the New Yorker magazine, and then I was reminded of it by a comment from Eugene Robinson, writing in the Washington Post, and that is that George Bush plans to spend up to $400 million of your tax dollars and my tax dollars, at least the tax dollars of those who do pay taxes, those of us wage slaves who do pay taxes, $400 million is going to be spent in American money, and this is in Eugene Robinson's words, to expand covert operations inside Iran, a campaign aimed at destabilizing the government and gathering intelligence on the nuclear program. Now, okay, you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means we are spending money to try to overthrow the government of Iran. Now, if the United States government found out that the Iranians were spending money to try to overthrow the government of the United States, they would consider that a major cause for war, and there would be Americans demanding that the United States go to war against Iran or any other country that was spending money in this country to overthrow our form of government. Now, are Americans saying that this is a good thing? Do Americans think that this is a good thing, that our tax dollars are spent to try to destroy another sovereign government? I mean, do they think that these other governments that we target in this way should just accept it and say, oh, well, if the Americans are doing it, it's a very nice thing, we should accept this and allow our government to be overthrown because, after all, America is a beacon of freedom. Now, folks, I like the United States. I don't like these thieves and criminals, these matoids, these monsters, these shills that run our government. Most of them should be taken out and shot or hung, beheaded. Something terrible should happen to most of them. At least we need to get them out of the government at the very least. But I have never believed that our government has any right or responsibility to try to undermine any other sovereign government. What's the old saying? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. It's pretty basic. But yes, there's a lot of Americans out there who are saying, yeah, we need to get rid of them Ayatollahs over there. We need to get rid of that Ahmadinejad. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are saying that. They think it's a really splendid thing that our government is doing these things. But you know what? It's called causing trouble, getting the American people in trouble. And the people that are getting the American people in trouble are not the people in foreign countries. It's these criminals right here in our own government, these criminals who should be taken into custody and dealt with like the criminals that they are.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the WaveShield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The WaveShield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The WaveShield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your WaveShield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Pfeiffer here. Yeah, before we went to the break, I was talking about this idea that we're spending all this money to try to overthrow a sovereign government. Well, you know, maybe we don't like that government, but, you know, there's a lot of governments around the world that might maybe don't like things about the United States. And yet we wouldn't be too happy if they were trying to overthrow our government. Well, then again, maybe we would be. I never thought of it that way before. Maybe we need rescued by a foreign government. Thank God for the French. They helped us during the American Revolution against the corrupt British regime. We all know who controlled the British government. It wasn't the British throne. It wasn't the British crown, ladies and gentlemen. The international money power operating in the name of the British crown. Well, In any case, this is more of the same we're getting from our government. Now, folks, this is just something. This ain't news, but it's kind of funny. I looked, we're always hearing about people being anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish or whatever. You know, some time ago, this is like, more than 4 years ago, I did a Google search. I did a Google search of various phrases. Now, as I say, we always hear about this and that, so-and-so is anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-that. Okay. Well, I searched the term anti-Methodist. I couldn't find a single document. Now, bear in mind, this is 4 years ago. I couldn't find a single document on Google that said, is anti-Methodist. Guess nobody's anti-Methodist. Well, 4 years ago on Google, same time, I searched, is anti-Catholic? And I found 1,640 searches. I searched anti-Protestant, and I could only find 31 for that. Then I searched, is anti-Mormon, and I found 166 for that. Then I searched anti-Episcopalian, and I only found 3 documents about something or another being anti-Episcopalian. Then I checked anti-Presbyterian. I found 3 for that. Anti-Gypsy, I found 31 for that. just kind of an interesting thought. I'm going to have to do those searches again and see what comes up. Just happened to find out when I was shuffling through some paperwork, but it was fortuitous that I happened to find it because I received an email from someone. And I wanted to read it to you. I wrote this person back, and I said, you know, I told this gentleman that I was going to write him back in detail in response to his email, but since we're always hearing about people being anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic and this and that, I found this gentleman's email very interesting, and I'm going to read it to you. Now, the reason why he sent it to me, apparently, is because he got my name and address off the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. He says that his father sent him one of your flyers. I guess he's talking about a copy of American Free Press. I don't know. I wrote him and I said to him, what is it that your father sent you that caused you to write to me? But I want to read this letter to you. He says, Dear Mr. Piper, my dad is continuing to make comments such as, those damn Jews did this, or the Jews did that, or they are responsible for all tragedies on earth from the Civil War to the car wreck on the corner. He is so narrowly focused on his hatred and bigotry, he cannot be objective if he wanted to. Let's say for the sake of argument, all of the gripes, complaints, and allegations about this so-called Jewish-controlled world conspiracy were true, which I guess that is your stand since he sent me one of your flyers, what is anybody going to do about it? I ask you because my dad is so subjective and narrow-minded, he cannot answer that question. I am a strong right-wing conservative, but I am not a conspiracy theorist and white supremacist. That's what he wrote. I have 2 degrees, and I am active in politics, not as a politician, but as a concerned American patriot. Well, I just would like to throw in a comment here on my own. He says he's not a conspiracy theorist or a white supremacist. Well, I don't know what conspiracy theories and white supremacism have to do with anything vis-a-vis this gentleman's father's comments about the Jews, because you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist or a white supremacist, one or the other, to be concerned about inordinate Jewish power in this country. It's not a conspiracy theory that there is an inordinate amount of Jewish power in this country. It's a fact. As far as white supremacism, I know white supremacists who don't like Jews, and I also know white supremacists who think Jews are white people and quite splendid and valuable allies in their war against blacks and non-whites. I think Jared Taylor is a good example of that. He wouldn't call himself a white supremacist. He's a, I don't know exactly what he calls himself, but I mean, he thinks Jews are absolutely splendid and doesn't like people who criticize Jews, and he has a lot of Jewish supporters. So I'm just kind of throwing that out here. Well, this gentleman writing continues. He says, I am 63, and throughout all of my years of study and research, I cannot find anything that lumps Jews under one blanket. There are no doubt Jews with alliterative motives from greed to power hunger, but you will find that everywhere all over the world, including Americans. I learned you never say never or always, and referring to races or people or religions, the word all. It is not that simple, nor is it correct. Well, at this juncture, I would comment that I don't know where this gentleman ever got the idea that American Free Press blames everything on all Jews or says that all Jews are involved in this or that or such and such. Frankly, in my personal opinion, sometimes American free press is too tame on the issue. To be completely candid. Sometimes I don't think American free press goes far enough. Sometimes I think American free press dances around on the issue of Judaism, not on the issue of Zionism, but on the issue of Judaism. I find the Jewish religion, as I understand it, quite contemptible. It's as Louis Farrakhan said, a gutter religion. But be that as it may, that's my personal opinion, but be that as it may, this gentleman writing this letter is making these grandstanding statements about how you shouldn't, he says he can't find anything that lumps Jews under one blanket. Well, there is one thing that lumps Jews under one blanket. It's their religion, if they follow their religion. It's their culture, if they consider themselves to be part of a Jewish culture. So yes, there is something there. In any case, I'm going to continue with this letter. He says, I realize there are many Jews in Hollywood and the media and in business. I also know there are many Jews that are laborers, normal, everyday workers as well. Fair enough. I don't think anybody disputes that. I don't think that American Free Press has said that all Jews are in Hollywood and the media and in business. I don't know of anybody that says that. But this gentleman here again, he's using a blanket approach to things. He quotes his father. He says, Dad says they control everything and everybody, including the president and so on. That is just simply not true and is so ignorant. And it is so ignorant to make such a statement. Well, we do know that the Jews don't control everything. Although I think it is fairly safe to say they do control the President of the United States. And they have an inordinate influence financially and certainly politically. And their political influence arises from a lockhold that they do have on the major media in this country. Now, this guy says he's has 2 degrees, he's active in politics, and he's a concerned American patriot, and also a strong right-wing conservative. I'm not sure what a strong right-wing conservative is, but if he doesn't understand that this inordinate Jewish influence on the mass media has played such a part in actually going against so much of what he apparently believes as a strong right-wing conservative and American patriot, and then I'm afraid his 2 degrees don't seem to have done a lot of good. Now, unfortunately, I seem to have missed the last couple statements of his email, but I think you get the gist of it there. I printed it out, but don't seem to have gotten it all. But you got the basics of it there. You know, it all comes back to this very, very sensitive issue that we talk about. I would like to think very freely and openly and candidly, certainly on this program. I know we had a caller, I believe it was Dave from Massachusetts, the other night who told me that there was somebody, I don't even know if it was on this network, but somebody who said that anyone who actually uses the term Jew should be considered suspect because that means that they're probably working for the Anti-Defamation League. Well, I tell you what, whoever said that had better look up the history of the Anti-Defamation League, because the Anti-Defamation League has a long history, as I've said time and again on this program, in keeping files on lots and lots of people, people who talk about the United Nations, people who talk about gun control, people who talk about school prayer. The list goes on and on and on. You don't have to say Jew. You don't even have to say Zionism to get on the ADL hate list. You don't have to discuss those things to get on the ADL watch list. And I'm here to tell you, folks, the ADL does happen to be a Jewish organization. It also happens to be a Zionist organization. And it is a very powerful organization that a lot of politicians pay attention to. It's not just strictly focusing on who dares to say Jew and who doesn't. But I tell you what, I'm going to keep on saying it as it's necessary when it's applicable to serious political discussion of what's happening in this country. And my cheers and good wishes go out to this gentleman whose father, he did say further in his email, is something like 93 years old. This guy's 30 years to go before he catches up with his father. and I hope that he does.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Pursuing this delightful subject. There's a new book out which I have put in an order for a copy of. It's written, it's entitled The Chosen. It's written by Avi Becker, B-E-K-E-R. He's a former Secretary General of the World Jewish Congress. He's a visiting professor at Georgetown University. The book purports to catalog all the stereotypes, conspiracy theories, and accusations about Jews throughout history. But here's what's very interesting. There's a review of this book in the Washington Times today. And there's some interesting comments here. Now, this is a reviewer commenting on the book. This could be an inaccurate commentary on the book, for all I know, but I'm just going to read it to you as it is. He says, Mr. Becker argues that, quote, Jews cannot deny that the chosen concept is religiously, historically, and culturally central to Judaism. Historically, culturally, religiously central to Judaism. Notice those very specific, definite words. However, as the reviewer says, he makes clear that many Jews, after all the suffering of generations, particularly the Holocaust, do not want to be affiliated with the concept of the chosen. They just want to be normal people. Well, I am here to say hooray for those Jews who don't want to be affiliated with the concept of the chosen. that they just want to be normal people. They reject this supremacist philosophy, this philosophy that they should rule the planet that is laid out in their Talmud and in so many writings of Jewish philosophers and statesmen. So thank God there are Jews out there who reject the concept of the chosen, who want to be just normal people. Now, this is interesting, too. According to the reviewer, Becker also emphatically notes that Jews should reject the idea outright that they are somehow personally or racially superior to others. Hear, hear. We've talked in this program of how the American Jewish Committee's magazine commentary, which is considered one of the most outstanding journals on the face of the planet, has published articles saying that Jews are intellectually superior and really morally superior by virtue of their history and culture and religion to the other, the Gentiles, the non-Jews. Well, if Mr. Avi Becker, former Secretary of the General of the World Jewish Congress, is calling upon Jews to reject the idea that they are personally or racially superior to others, then I say three cheers for Avi Becker. And don't we find it interesting that Mr. Becker apparently candidly addresses these things, that he feels the need to comment on these things? I find it very provocative, ladies and gentlemen, that it is even being discussed. This is not coming from the pages of a right-wing hate sheet. This is not coming from the website of crescentandcross.com or americanfreepress.net or any other website that criticizes Israel, and which also, at least in the case of crescentandcross.com, very courageously dares to address some of the problems we have with this way of thinking, this cultural attitude that has been so responsible for so many of the problems of our world today. In particular, as I note continually on this program, the submersion of the United States in the problems of the Middle East that threaten to destroy our very world. Well, I'm looking forward to getting Avi Becker's book. And as I say, we need to support Jews like Avi Becker, who renounce this idea that the Jews are God's chosen people, that ultimately they will rule the earth, that this is their predestination, that they are a superior people to whom all others must ultimately pay homage. And yes, that is in fact what they are taught. I know that makes a lot of people out there uncomfortable to hear this discussed in such a candid way, but that's the way it is. And there are Jews out there who have courageously stood up and fought against what's happening in the Middle East, what the State of Israel has been doing and what the State of Israel has dragged the United States into. And thank God they are out there. I've been fortunate to know and consider among my personal friends some of the best-known Jewish critics of Israel. The late Jack Bernstein was a personal friend of mine. In fact, I helped pay for his funeral. The late Jack Bernstein. He was a good friend of the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby. Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, old friend of mine. One of the first American Jewish critics of Zionism. Wonderful guy, great personality. The late Haviv Sheber, one of the early pioneers in Palestine of the Jewish colonies there in the 1920s, who later turned and became a critic of Zionism. Haviv Sheber, another old friend of mine. Knew him quite well. Chuck Fishbein, former official of the Jewish National Fund. Another leading critic of Israel. Yes, he was Jewish. He is Jewish. More about this when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll go to the callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have a full lineup of callers here, and I am going to get to them momentarily, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. Just this evening, after having gotten that email, I also found an old clipping here dating back to 1982 from the Cincinnati Enquirer. Put this in context, ladies and gentlemen. About 20 years after this article was published in the Cincinnati Enquirer, actually about 18 years, the Spotlight newspaper, then still in existence, published the first time ever article by one Christopher Boleyn, who later went to work for American Free Press. Many of you are familiar with this character and of his ill-fated association with Eric Hufschmidt, whom he later denounced. But in any case, you know, this guy, Boleyn, has been saying that Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer, is a secret Zionist Jew. But here, Cincinnati Enquirer, back in May 16th, 1982, has a story about Mark Lane. It says, Mark Lane is an American Jew who wants President Reagan to withhold all military aid from Israel until the Jewish state negotiate seriously with the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Stop giving $4 billion a year to an oppressive country, Israel, he urged. If there is a movement to stop it in El Salvador, why not in Israel? Last week, Lane argued his case at the University of Cincinnati in an interview and speech sponsored by the Organization of Arab Students. Of course, Lane is Jewish. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who don't know it, I've already said it. Just want to emphasize it. Lane favors unrestricted self-determination in the Middle East and expects it would replace the Jewish state with a secular democratic state where Arab and Jew would share one person, one vote in governing. Lane says American news media are monopolized by spokesmen for the official Israeli view of the Middle East conflicts. No one is permitted to speak for the PLO in America, he said. Now, of course, this is back in 1982, long before the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. He said also, most major U.S. communities have at least one, quote-unquote, Israeli agent, he said, pointing to resident Israelis who work through Jewish community centers and other institutions. Why, he asked, are Americans willing to openly and fiercely argue about South Africa, Vietnam, or El Salvador, but not the Israeli-Palestinian issue? And why, he continued, are so many churchmen who belong to denominations or groups friendly to Arab aspirations and Arab Christians afraid to take up this conflict as vigorously as other issues? Well, I'm pleased to say, looking back at this article from 1982, long, long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, things have changed, and many of the mainstream American churches have, in fact, taken on the Jewish lobby in this country. You can't open up a Jewish newspaper without reading the most malicious smears of the Presbyterian Church and the Episcopalian Church and the Lutheran Church, and the list goes on and on and on. But as I say, thank God for these American Jews, like Mark Glenn. Mark Lane, Haviv Shieber, former Israeli, Polish-born immigrant to Israel, Haviv Shieber, Chuck Fishbein, Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, Jack Bernstein, all personal friends of mine, whom I've known Mark Lane for years and years, known Dr. Lilienthal for years and years. He's quite in his advanced years now. But these people have all been in the forefront of daring to challenge the majority of America's Jews who are in the thrall of the big, powerful organizations and interests that dominate the American Jewish community. So we need to encourage these people. That's a good thing, as what's-her-name would say. All right. Let's go to the calls. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, now that I'm, after everything I've heard on Patriot Radio and Alternative Patriot Radio and everything, now that the Jews in Israel aren't Jews because they say that they are, and you know, we know the Jews in New York City aren't Jews because they say that they are, and of course the Jews in South Florida, they're not Jews because of course they say that they are, and on and on and on, out in L.A., Los Angeles, Hollywood, they're not really Jews because they say that they're Jews, you know, and the Patriots, you know, always refer us to Revelation chapter 2, verses 9, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, that once you say you're a Jew, that means you're not a Jew. Well, anyways, Michael, I've got some exciting news for you.
Go ahead.
I think I know where the Jews are hiding out.
Where are they?
You know, Michael, I'm pretty sure they're scattered. They're scattered in these remote little shtetls. He's scattered throughout northern Idaho. and Michael, there's one shtetl that's actually a fairly large-sized shtetl, and I hear tell there's a lot of them there. And the name of that shtetl is named Moscow.
There is a Moscow in Idaho.
But, you know, the legend has it, though, that there is one man, there's, among all these Jews up in northern Idaho, there's one man that really sticks out. He's legendary because he's not a Jew. He's a true Muslim and a real Christian. And I'm going to try to track this man down, but the information I have to go on is, I hear tell that this man who's not a Jew, who's a true Muslim and a real Christian, he's got seven lambs, he's got eight kids, and a llama.
I think I've actually been to that guy's home. I know someone who fits that description, but I think he's probably got 3 or 4 times as many lambs as he may have had. But he hasn't reproduced as many children as his lambs have.
I don't know. You know, he might be a Catholic priest for all I know, because I think some people call him Father Mark. Michael, can I get you back on a more serious note?
Go ahead, Dave. Believe me, after today, I needed a laugh.
Okay. Hey, you know, I go to AA meetings, Michael. I used to drink a lot. And by the way, when I used to drink a lot, maybe the next time I call you, remind me to tell you about the time that I acted just like Jesus.
All right. I have to remember that one. All right.
you'll want to hear this. The only difference between when I acted just like Jesus, you're going to love it, but the only difference is, of course, when Jesus acted like Jesus, he was sober. The time I acted like Jesus, I was under the influence of alcohol.
you and Mel Gibson.
it's quite a story. But anyways, hey, at AA, they have a lot of these banners, and they're just little cliches, little sayings, you know, like live and let live and stuff like that. One of them, Michael, is it says KISS, and it stands for keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alcoholics tend to complicate everything. That's part of the disease, so we're reminded to keep it simple, stupid. But I'd like to address the Patriot community tonight, Michael, and actually everybody for that matter, but especially the Patriot community. I hope I don't offend anybody.
Well, go ahead.
It's on the theme of keep it simple, stupid. Because what got me going on this, Michael, is just today, once again, I'll call it like alternative Patriot Radio. It's like a competing network with RBN. It's not RBN, it's a competing network.
Okay.
But I had to listen to this stuff that the Jews in Israel, that they're not Jews. That it's foolish to even say the word Jew, to even talk about Jews, because they're not Jews, they're Canaanites. And I had to listen to this again today. Now let me just say this. A lot of people, a lot of patriots and everything are getting this thing completely out of focus. They're getting it all blurry. They're muddy in the waters. Let me just say this very clearly. The ancient Israelites were ordered by their God, yeah, to love their neighbor, to love their fellow Jew, their fellow Israelite, but to exterminate all the neighboring nations and all the neighboring tribes. I don't know if I have to name them all. You know them, the Amalekites, the Moabites, the Midianites, the Canaanites, the on and on and on. All their neighboring tribes. Love your neighbor. Yeah, give your fellow Jew a big hug, but then go kill all your other neighbors.
Kill everybody else. That's right.
Okay, now listen. Now, so that characterized them back then, that they were a bellicose, warlike people that had this nasty, foul, bloodthirsty God Yahweh. So that was that's what characterized them back then. Now, in the times of Jesus, what characterized them is their antagonism to the gospel, their antagonism to Jesus, their hatred for everything about Jesus, and finally, of course, they crucified Jesus. Now, these people over there in Israel today, they haven't changed a bit. And yes, Patriot community, they are Jews, no matter how hard you try to get around it. They're Jews, and they're just like ancient Israel. Their God is the same. They want to exterminate their neighbors. They want to exterminate their neighbors. They hate Jesus. They hate the gospel. And so the Jews over in Israel today, let's get it straight and let's keep it simple, stupid. The Jews over there in Israel today are the same people as the ancient Israelites, the same people that hated Jesus when he was here on earth, that was antagonistic to Jesus. And yes, I know all, I've studied it for years. I know all about the identity doctrine and the seed line doctrine, and I've studied it for years, the Khazars and everything. But you just can't get away from that they're just like ancient Israel. They're just like the Pharisees and everything in the days of Jesus, and they haven't changed one damn bit. So
you know, Dave, what it is, you know, see, what it is, it comes back, and I expect, I can't remember, but I think you probably heard the broadcast that Mark Glenn and I did a week or so ago, 2 Mondays ago, I believe. And, you know, this is the point that I was trying to make, that, you know, I have people who are listeners to this program and people who have written me letters over the years telling me, oh, well, you know, you really shouldn't call them Jews because they're not Jews. You should explain to people that they're really this or they're really that. You know, but like you say, that very simple, I don't know what you call it, that simple saying, keep it simple, stupid, really does apply so much here, Dave, because if I got on this show every night, and you know, we're not on this show anyway, I'm not trying to preach to the choir, although I probably do that more often than I should. I'm hoping that there are people tuning into this network every night who are going to hear some things that will shock them to reality. And if I start talking about ancient history, it's not going to shock them to the reality. It's going to put them to sleep.
Sure.
You know, and so, but what you have done here, Dave, you have pretty much summarized it all so well. I can't really put it any better myself.
Yeah, no, Michael, like some of these shows, this one guy on this alternative Patriots station, he'll go on and on for hours on, and he's got a long show. I don't want to, you know, it's nothing personal, so I don't want to identify him too much, but anybody that hears him knows who I'm talking about. But, like, he'll market this idea of us Patriots being concerned about the impending attack against Iran. Last week he was kind of almost mockingly saying, hey, these people don't even know what's going on. If they knew what was going on, they'd know that the attack on Iran was planned decades ago. It was planned decades ago by the cult of the serpent and everything. Well, can you imagine, Michael, trying to notify your congressmen, calling your congressmen or emailing your congressmen?
Yeah, I mean, most, if I went to my, you know, already I have so many of my personal friends who are either apolitical or who generally disagree with me, and they're just really horrified when I bring up the dread term Jew or the dread term Israel or the dread term Zionism. If I started talking about the cult of the serpent, they'd absolutely think that I had finally flipped out altogether. You know, and that's not the way to win converts. I mean, you know, we have to face the reality of what we're dealing with. So many of these people that talk about, and I don't even know who you're referring to in particular, by the way, I should mention that, but these people who are constantly saying, oh, well, I'm not really anti-Semitic because the Jews in the Middle East are not really Jews. I'm against this group or that group. I'm here to tell you that the Anti-Defamation League doesn't consider their cop-out to be an excuse. The Anti-Defamation League considers them as much of a threat to Israel as anybody else who uses the term Jew or Zionist or combinations of those terms in any form. So you know, it's like what it is not only doing, it's not only complicating things, but it's only confusing things when you're trying to reach so many people out there who don't completely understand the big picture of why the United States is in the mess we're in today. And then I, as I say, like this guy, I talked about it last night, this guy Jim Mars, who says that all the foreign policy debacles of the last 50 years are a consequence of the fact that Nazis are in our government. I mean, you know, this kind of, oh, I almost used the term I can't use on the air, this kind of nonsense is just so counterproductive. It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder, well, I could wonder a lot of things. Dave, gosh, Listen, I appreciate your call. I think you contributed a great deal tonight, and I hope that maybe somebody, at least one person out there, learned something.
Okay, I'll keep listening, Michael, and see if they did.
All right. Okay, let's go to Arizona with John. John in Arizona, come on up.
Hey, Michael, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, I haven't been listening to your show very long, but I wanted to ask you if it is, I poked around the Internet and found this particular part of the Talmud. I think it's the Yehibamoth, chapter 60, that allows for either a priest or a rabbi to marry a child or presumably a female as young as 3 years old. Is that correct?
I have heard stuff about that. I have no reason to believe that that is not an accurate rendering of the Talmud. There's all sorts of stuff in the Talmud. I'll tell you what's a very good place to check out. There's a website that written, it was based on a book by a priest. It's the Talmud Unmasked. Mm. And if you do a search of that phrase, Talmud Unmasked, you'll probably be able to find the complete text of that online, on the internet.
Yeah.
And it is very revealing because there's so much of that that's in the Talmud. Michael,
well, the reason why I asked is because last week I was listening to Michael Savage's show, who I'm sure you're familiar with, and he made a reference to a story that came out last week out of Saudi Arabia about this minister of marriage or something over there who said that it's okay.
Hey, John, we're going to the break. John, hang on till after the break, please.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have John from Arizona aboard. John, when we were going to the break, you were talking about having heard Mike Savage. He is a savage. Mike Savage talking about something in Saudi Arabia. Go ahead.
Yeah, this was a story that came out of on FoxNews.com, and it's about this minister of matrimony or something or other over there in Saudi Arabia that says that Saudi Muslims can marry babies as young as 1 year old as long as they don't have sex with them. I can't imagine anybody doing that. And he went on for a couple segments, Mr. Savage, about how disgusting that was. And the first thing I thought was, wait a minute, isn't that in the Talmud also?
Well, yeah, you know, as I said when you asked the question, as far as I know, I have heard that there are things like that in the Talmud. In fact, as I understand it, and I want to be very gentle about this, as I understand that the Talmud says that an adult cannot just marry a three-year-old girl, but actually, shall we say, have biblical knowledge of her. Mm. So I would just say that if Mike Savage is on there talking about this business about the Muslim religion, let's be equal opportunity about it. Yep. Let's let him talk about the Talmud as well.
Exactly. That's he's very interesting to listen to sometimes. But when
I'll bet he is.
When it comes to, you know, Jew versus Muslim, you know, he kind of tends to go to one side. And
you know, let me tell you something about Mike Savage that I didn't know until a couple years ago. I have all these clippings that have accumulated over the years. Many, many years ago, back in the mid-1980s, Mike Savage was publishing a newspaper called the Napa Sentinel out in California, that was carrying a lot of very interesting stories that at the time I was wondering just where these stories were coming from. They seemed to have a lot of inside information that at one point or another I began to think, I wonder if this is not some sort of a Mossad operation.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Mike Savage, at that time, I did not know that Mike Savage was the actual publisher of that newspaper, which indeed he was. I didn't discover this until many years later when I read an article about Mike Savage involving some legal problems that he had, and all of a sudden the light bulb went off in my mind, and I said, oh my God, this guy, Mike Savage, is now the famous commentator on radio, Mike Savage. He's known for his Israeli sympathies. And I started to put two and two together, and I realized that a lot of the stuff that Mike Savage's newspaper, the Napa Sentinel, was putting out, really sensational and interesting stuff, was obviously a lot of truth mixed with a lot of Mossad disinformation.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's just something people need to know about Mike Savage, and I've meant to mention that on the air a long time ago, and you just kind of reminded me of it, but you know, it all comes down to this. I don't know if that's true, that what Mike Savage said as far as this Saudi, it would obviously be a Muslim imam or somebody over there. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it's true, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and maybe Mike Savage should talk about the Talmud as well if he's so upset about this alleged comment from someone who may or may not be a devotee of the Koran.
Well, I would have called in, but, you know, they got call screeners and
I'll bet they do.
Well, I'll get off the phone. Thanks for taking
all right, call, John. Mike. Thanks for your call. Very interesting. All right. Well, folks, we do not have time for the rest of the callers. We have several other callers lined up. But in any case, the time has come to close this hour. I appreciate you listening in. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up. We'll be here tomorrow night, though, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here at republicbroadcasting.org. Call your friends and neighbors. Tell them to listen in. They might actually learn something. Let's hope that they can handle the truth like you can. Gold.